Storytel presents East Wind by Margit Sandemo, part 15 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says. Only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. Chapter 1. Until now, very little has been told about the branch of the Ice People that followed Leonora Christina's family and settled in Scania, so it might be best to go back in time a little. It all started with Cecilia, who looked after Christian IV's children alongside their mother, the notorious Kirsten Munk. They were two women with colourful personalities who couldn't stand the sight of one another. But given the fact that Cecilia enjoyed the goodwill of two powerful men, namely the king and her husband, Alexander Paladin, there was nothing Kirsten Munk could do. Moreover, the children, especially Leonora Christina, were strongly attached to Cecilia. Eventually, her daughter-in-law, Jessica, took over the role of lady-in-waiting to Leonora Christina, and in that house, it was the daughter, little Countess Eleonora Sophia Ulfeldt, who became particularly attached to Jessica. When the Ulfeldt family had to flee Denmark and go to Scania because of their father Corfitz Ulfeldt's numerous corrupt and shady business dealings, Jessica could not go with them. She wanted to remain with her Tancred. Instead, her daughter, Liene, became the lady-in-waiting and personal confidant of Eleonora Sophia. Liene was Tristan's sister. She married the Scanian Örjan Stege and settled down in Scania, where she would remain for the rest of her days. Liene and Örjan were happily married. Their relationship was stable and pragmatic, and they were devoted to one another. The only problem was perhaps that things were too good. They both grew somewhat plump over the years and treasured their tranquil life at home on their beloved old farm near Andrarum alum factory in East Scania. They adored their little daughter, Christiana, a child of little significance who grew up to be a woman of equally little significance, but whose formal demeanour belied a hidden compassion. The Scanian branch of the Ice People had been spared from the curse, something that the other members of the family found rather unfair, since they had suffered a great deal from having to bear the burden of it, and so perhaps it was for that reason that the Scanian lineage was especially fearful that it would strike them as well some day. But it never did. Eleonora Sophia Ulfeldt was married off to someone equal in rank to her, namely one of Karl the 11th's gentlemen-in-waiting, Lavebeck of Andrarum, Glosaxe, Torup and Bucher Abbey, all of which were magnificent castles and manor houses in Scania. His father, who had once been one of the richest men in Denmark, had gone bankrupt over the Andrarum alum factory, but the family was still well-to-do, especially Lave. Eleonora Sophia's mother, the domineering daughter of the king, and her greedy husband, Corfitz Ulfeldt, had had the foresight to buy up not only Torup, but all the other castles for their children. Lavebeck now enjoyed the benefits of this decision, and both he and Eleonora Sophia knew how to keep up appearances in the world. They insisted that Liene, who was a respectable gentlewoman,